Jumping in on Manx Radio
with Howard and Chris Kane.
Hello,
good evening,
and welcome. And here we go, headlong into summer. Might even see some summery weather at some stage. It is, though, whichever way you look at it, rain or shine, Saturday evening will bring some sunshine into your life with the best in modern and contemporary jazz. It is Jumping In with myself, H.
And me, Chris. Yes, welcome along to this week's show. And the year is whizzing by. The signage and the roadworks tell us TT's just around the corner. But another reminder that spring is in the air. It's the return of my annual house guests, the House Martins. So, H, what jazz has got you revved up and has taken flight this week? And also, what has sadly missed the boat in good old TT fashion?
Well, no, there's very never any misses on this show. Going to make some noise with Jeremy Pelter, a bit of foresight with the great Ron Carter. Enjoyed seeing him at LJF last year. And, you know, Brussels is coming up rapidly, so this is one I haven't actually checked out, which I must have bought probably this time last year. The music, Enrico Piranuzzi with the Brussels Jazz Orchestra.
And for me, it's closer than we think, but not the TT. It's a splendid array. It's time to roll up the carpet. And to get us underway, here's the new release from the Christopher Zuar Orchestra in exuberant mood with Simple Machines.
Thank you.
When did you last hear a big band which featured both a mandolin and a violin solo in it? Fantastic Simple Machines from the eagerly awaited second album from the Christopher Zuar Orchestra. Exuberance, which was released yesterday with a limited CD run but on all the digital platforms, and as you've gathered, it really is well worth the wait. With a 22-piece ensemble made up of many of the musicians that are band leaders in their own right, this is a treat, and it melds together jazz, folk, classical influences in a pretty seamless fashion while always keeping the listener engaged. His music's featured in the repertoire of many of the big bands that we know, orchestras like the WDR Big Band, the Brussels Jazz Orchestra, the Danish Radio Big Band. The exuberance continues with the colourful abstract work which is on the cover and has undoubtedly been an inspiration, as Christopher says, along with Love and Life by his wife, artist and animator Anna Beale, and the live shows where they're touring at the moment feature her animated art as a backdrop to the band. As the great pianist Fred Hirsch comments in the liner notes, exuberance is a mature statement by a great composer in his prime, performed by stellar ensemble with passion and care. Thanks very much to Anne Braithwaite and Braithwaite and Katz for sending us a copy, although I had already bought it.
Ah, yes. If you're really eagle-eyed, you'd have noticed that. So we actually announced that last week. Just goes as well we talk to each other, because it was featuring this week rather than last week. But there we go. That's the miracle of modern communications. Jeremy Pelt never goes far wrong, I must admit. Lord knows how many albums he's got out under his own name, and a sideman, I think, on quite a few others. I don't think I've ever actually seen him live, to be honest with you, let alone interview him, but be interesting, I must admit. There'll be plenty to talk about. This one is just simply called Make Noise on High Note. He's had quite a few on High Note. As far as I know, he's still there, with featuring Jeremy himself on trumpet, Victor Gould piano, Vincente Archer on bass, Jonathan Barber, great drummer, and Jacqueline Acevedo on percussion. And it is Make Noise.
Thank you.
As I say, it won't go wrong with a Jeremy Pelt album. Some up-tempo, some slower tempo, some real swingers, some sort of more meditative, but always great playing, really sort of great technical playing. Plays with soul as well, I think, and has got a great swing about him, particularly up-tempo, I think, fantastic. I'm trying to think of an album I really liked a while back. I played back-to-back for ages. I can't remember the name of
Live
it now,
in Paris,
but it's a
pretty
good
one. We played a lot.
What was it?
The Live in Paris.
Live in Paris, yeah. I think that was it. Yeah, cracking one, that one. This one, like I said, Make Noise, as is often the case, as Jeremy, looking pretty cool, it has to be said, in shades and a flat cap on the front. He probably is very cool, I must admit. Jeremy on trumpet, like I said, Vincente, Victor Gold, piano, Vincente Archer, bass, Jonathan Barber, drums, Jacqueline Acevedo on percussion, and that was from about a few years back, 2017, 2018, that was recorded, and the CD dedicated to, I take it, it might be his mum. It just says this CD is dedicated to Amir Sakabir Pelt, clearly a relative of some kind, but very nice indeed.
He's another one who vies for Dave Douglas for the amount of recordings he does with himself and with other people. But, yeah, very good indeed. Next from me, a sax player whose career I've followed and we've brought to you on this show back since 2012, I think, when he first released his album, Dinah Stevens. Dinah Stevens, dozen or so albums to his own name, played with a number of other people. He studied under Wayne Shorter and Terence Blanchard and Herbie Hancock, not much finer than that, and was the first recipient of the Downbeat Critics Rising Star Jazz Award back in 2019. A committed educator, he now teaches at the Manhattan School of Music and Stanford Jazz Workshop, and that's where he met his current quartet, mainly as students, and he knew they were a perfect fit. Here's Bubbly. Thank you. Lovely stuff. Bubbly from Dinah Stillman's 12th album, Closer Than We Think, which came out last month and features a notably piano-less lineup. Dinah says he was inspired by Sonny Rollins' The Bridge, particularly for instrumentation, and also because it would be his Desert Darling disc, which had been given to him by a father when he was starting out. During the run-up to the recording, he was awaiting a kidney transplant operation, and he said many of the tunes came to him while he was undergoing dialysis. Great inspiration for some, it appears. The album was a mix of standards and original. The quartet is tight, and they all feel pretty relaxed in each other's company. Kanoa Mendenhall on bass, Korean drummer John Cook Kim, who is well-known and has previously collaborated with Stevens, and for me, a standout soloist, their guitarist Emmanuel Michael, who puts me somewhat in mind of a young Bill Frisell, and of course Dinah on sax and iwi. And as an added bonus, after your last track, Jeremy Pelt guests on trumpet on one of the tracks. Thanks for Lisa Reedy Promotions for sending us a copy.
Ah, very nice too. It is Jumping In with Chris and myself, H, with you through until the top of the hour. The best in modern and contemporary jazz, one way or another. Any thoughts, let us know anytime. Obviously, Howard Manx, manxradio.com. That's Howard Kane at manxradio.com, or Chris Kane at manxradio.com with an E on the Kane. The great bassist Ron Carter is still going strong, I'm glad to say. Again, he must be a fairly venerable age these days. Played worth. Is there anyone he hasn't played with of worth over the years? Most noticeably, of course, the second great quartet with Miles Davis. What a time that must have been, and what a great quartet that must have been seen live. Plenty of recordings, if, like me, you didn't, of course, to get a feel for them. But he's still going. And a year or two back, in fact, the year before last, he was due to play at the London Jazz Festival and sadly had to cancel, I think, due to family problems and, I think, a family bereavement. But he rebooked and came back last year, and it worked to our advantage. I'm afraid his sort of a disadvantage was our advantage long term, in that as much as we did get to see him last year, and very nice it was too. It was a really smooth, slick, laid-back jazz with him in the driving seat all the way through, and his own quartet with René Rosnes. You don't actually hear that much, and we were all impressed, I think, Chris himself and our Belgian correspondent, at least our Luxembourg correspondent, at the playing of René Rosnes' piano, Jimmy Green on tenor, Peyton Crossley at the drums. And let's hear him on one of his old leader's great songs, Seven Steps to Heaven. We'll be right back. Lovely stuff. There it goes. Segue into the next piece. It's from Foresight, the complete Stockholm tapes. And it was the set we saw, actually. I think it's from pretty much the same tour that he'd been doing with the quartet. And like I said, which had been cancelled from the previous year. All very slick players. All looked very smart on stage. You could almost sort of say it's like old-style jazz. They all looked, you know, they didn't just come on their jeans. They'd dressed for the occasion and played as smartly as they looked, it has to be said. Rennie Rosner's piano, Jimmy Green bass, Peyton Crossley. Ron Carter on the bass, of course, and Peyton Crossley at the drums from the 85th, which means he's 86 now, depending on when his birthday is, birthday deluxe edition, the complete Stockholm tapes. And the same set, cracking set it was too. Very enjoyable, very laid back, very tasteful, as is the man himself, I think.
And the other thing he did, in fact, was he gave us a URL for his website where we could go and listen to any of his recorded material.
That's right.
And stream it for nothing.
He says, don't get anything for nothing these days, but here it is.
It's what a bargain. Yeah, fantastic. And there's more than enough to keep any jazz fan happy for a very long time. Now, if you're one of those people looking for inspiration and you think, I need one of those people who make me think, what have I been doing with my life? Then look no further than pianist Denny Zeitlin, or should I say Dr. Denny Zeitlin, now 86. He still has a private practice as a clinical psychologist and teaches at the University of California, where he's been head of department for over 50 years. Some 60 years as a pianist and composer, an early adopter of electronic instruments and synthesis, as well as managed to fitting in composing a film score for the old horror The Invasion of the Body Snatchers, if you remember that. He's also, he says, a keen mountain biker, 86 really, and a connoisseur of fine wine. Well, his latest release looks back at unreleased works over the past 10 years with a mixture of trios, electronic duos and solo pianos, with some of the tracks recorded live, including this breathtaking solo rendition of Cherokee.
Thank you.
You can't help but wonder what he'd be like when he was warmed up, could you really? I mean, fantastic piano playing there of Dr. Danny Zietlin on Ray Noble's Cherokee, of course, taken from his recent release, Panoply, as the renowned jazz critic Leonard Feather once wrote. Danny Zietlin is the most versatile young pianist to come to prominence in the early 1960s, and still going strong. His compositions were admired and often recorded by Bill Evans, amongst others. Just glad he's still there, thrilling audiences today. Many thanks to Francois Zalakain at Sunnyside Records, where Zietlin has released an album every year for the last 15 years.
What age is he now then? He's
86 now.
86, yeah. Reminds me a bit of Marshall Solana, doesn't he?
Doesn't yeah, it? So much
sounds,
energy.
Yeah, just sort of sounds fresh as paint. You'd never listen to that and think, that's someone approaching 90. Sounds like more like they might be approaching 40.
Yeah.
Yes. Wonderful stuff. I don't know how old Enrico Piranunzi is. I don't think he's approaching 90, but he's certainly past his first flush of youth, I dare say, 70s, maybe somewhere around that sort of age, but still going strong, still playing in all sorts of different scenarios. I had the great pleasure of seeing him. I think, again, it was one of the high spots of recent years, and it was almost by fluke when I was in America a few years back now, and it just so happened he was playing at the Birdland, I think it was. It was Birdland, and he's playing with Paul Motion at the drums and Steve Swallow on the bass. Oh, my goodness. And good food and a few beers as well. That was a night. Here he is in a much bigger setting, one I think I picked up last year and haven't got round to listening, which is so often the case. There's so much good music out there, and we just get sent so much good music that it's almost impossible to keep... Well, it is impossible to keep up, let's be honest. This is him with the Brussels Jazz Orchestra, Bert Joris, Enrico Piranunzi, the Brussels Jazz Orchestra, playing his music, a track called Persona.
Thank you. Hi, everybody. I'm Nick Bertsch, composer, pianist, producer from Zurich, Switzerland. Looking very much forward to be on your radio for jumping in on Manx Radio. And you might hear some of my music. Thanks a lot, Howard and Chris. This comes directly from the Zenfunk main station.
Great stuff. Bit of Mick Hewson's Blau to finish off from me there. And before that, wonderful Enrico Piranunzi with the Brussels Big Band. He says, big bands have a great tradition in jazz history, and the BJO keeps the flame of this tradition burning at its highest level. It was a real privilege for me to have had my music performed by and with this wonderful ensemble. The music of Enrico Piranunzi on Verve, recorded back in 2014.
Well, that's just about it for this week's show, but we do have time to fit in a track from a wonderful new release from pianist to composer John Crawford, Room for Dancing. This is something of a family affair, as John's wife, Eleona, features on vocals on a couple of tracks, and the tracks are composed for each of his daughters, Maita and Elana, and we'll hear Elana's dance remixed by record producer Andrea Tripodi. John dedicates this album to his friend and the drummer on the session of many years with him, Simon Pearson, who sadly passed away whilst the album was being produced. From Room for Dancing, here's Elena's Dance.
Look after yourself. See you next week.
Bye for now.